Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, sunny and a high of 67. Ricard Raquel, low of 40 today. Myron Bell. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And, of course, the Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Limits, it's time for our predictions. What are the season scores so far? We're missing a couple weeks because I was absent, but that doesn't matter. The scores are the scores. What
right.
are our records?
Right. So Donnie and I, we continued rolling along. Donnie's 21-25. I am 22-24. Joe, you were 10-20 before you were away for the
what?
Last 2 weeks. Yeah, you were 10-20.
Yeah, you had a really rough week before.
10-20?
Yeah, you went.
What am I, the expansion Buccaneers?
You went 1-7 the week before.
I'm like 10 get. Well,
went
now
one,
we have an
seven.
Uneven number of games, two limits.
We're going to end up having to do it off of winning percentage.
Well, why did you do it while I was gone?
I mean, we could erase those 2 weeks.
We can get rid of them if
you'd
like.
Let's erase those 2 weeks and come up with records so I have a chance at least.
All right, we'll do
that. I'm ready. Donnie, are you ready?
I am.
All right, Donnie. Number one, Ohio State is favored by 14.5 at number 17, Illinois.
I will take the Buckeyes here. I think it would be it'll be a close game for the first half, but Ohio State hasn't really had that game to flex any muscle just yet. I'll take them here to do so.
I don't know. There's a score that really stands out from Illinois, and that's 63-10 against Indiana. They lose. I'm taking Ohio State very confidently here.
I don't think they're going to get embarrassed again. I do think that they're going to lose, meaning Illinois, but I do think at home they keep it close, and it'll be a 2-touchdown win for Ohio State, so just barely. Illinois will get some of the points. All right, number 8, Alabama is favored by 2.5. At Bo Prabula and number 14, Missouri, Joe. Does Bama continue its return after losing to Florida State at the beginning of the year?
I'll tell you, I like the Bama quarterback. I do like him. I think they're going to make the playoff. Missouri is just hard to read. They've played teams like UMass. I don't know if Marcus Camby played in that game, Donnie. Central Arkansas. Did Scottie Pippen play in that one? What are we doing here? And South Carolina, I know nothing about them, so I'm going to take Alabama.
Would you say 8.5?
2.5.
2.5.
At
oh,
Missouri
I'll
for Bama.
I'll take Bama.
All right, we're all going Alabama all around the board. All right, now locally, Pitt at Florida State. Seminoles are 25th in the country in favor by 10.5, Donnie.
I'm gonna take Florida State here. If it was a little bit more than this, if it got to like a full 2 touchdowns, I think I would have taken Pitt, but I think this is like a perfect number where they could lose the game like 31-20 or something, like a respectable showing, not embarrassing, but Florida State covers.
I'm going to take Pitt in this one. I'm a Hinchel believer. I am. And Florida State's lost a couple in a row. Granted, one was to Miami, but one was to Virginia. They did beat Alabama, didn't they? I don't care. I'm a Hinchel believer. I'm going with Pitt to cover and lose the game.
I'm going to do the same, Joe. I'm going to go with Pitt. I believe in what they're starting to put together there, and I think it being a noon game also helps. Northwestern at Penn State. The Nittany Lions are favored by 21.5. They have not covered in any game this year. Your local idiot, City Limits, has picked Penn State to cover in every single game. Your local idiot will probably be wrong again this week, but I can't take them again. Give me Northwestern to cover.
Oh, Austin, we had this talk last week, And all I said was, I think UCLA can hang in there because Penn State won't take care of business. I never thought they would lose the game outright to a team like that. Yeah, Northwestern. I mean, Penn State hasn't proven to me that they can beat a Power Four team by 3+ scores.
No, this will be a front runner game. Penn State will get up big early, and then they'll just keep pouring it on as if it matters.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It doesn't. Lions at the Chiefs. Kansas City is favored by 2.5, Donnie.
I like the Lions here. I don't think they'll be intimidated going into Arrowhead. I know the Chiefs' offense has found another gear, maybe the old gear they used to have. But I'm really impressed by Detroit this season. And they're getting points going into that venue. I'm going to take them. I think they win the game outright.
I don't know. I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one. I actually thought they weren't that bad in Jacksonville. And for them to drop to 2-4, it's kind of a desperation game already for the Chiefs, and I like them in that scenario. I'm taking Chiefs.
I like the Lions here. I think they're the best team in the NFL, and Kansas City will lose its fourth game. The Rams are favored by 7.5 at the Ravens, Joe, without Lamar.
Rams, if it was 17.5, I would take the Rams. The Ravens are broken right now.
Yeah, they put together a pathetic effort last week. I mean, they made a team that averaged, I think, 17 or 18 points per game. It's not like the Texans were a good offense. They made them look like the greatest show on turf last week in Baltimore. What do you think Matt Stafford and his team will do?
Right.
I'm going to take the Rams.
Things are falling apart in Baltimore, guys, and I wonder how much buy-in and belief there is in John Harbaugh. Is he losing that locker room? Give me the Rams. Bengals are at the Packers at the 14.5 point spread favoring Green Bay. Donnie, that's a high number.
Yeah, it is. I'm pretty positive it's the biggest number in the NFL this weekend. It's massive anytime you see something like that in an NFL game. But I am going to take the Packers here. They're at home. I think the defense, Micah Parsons and company, will be able to get after Joe Flacco. That's a bad offensive line. Flacco has never been mobile, and he certainly isn't now. He gives them some sort of prayer because he can whiz it down the field, and there are two very talented receivers, one of the best in football, on his side. But I think Green Bay is going to win this game something like 31-14.
See, Green Bay hasn't been that impressive to me. They really haven't.
Since week two.
Great opener, they did. And then they did beat Washington. But then they lost to Cleveland and tied the Cowboys. I still think the Bengals have some proud guys on that team and two great receivers. And I think they keep it close. That's a gigantic spread. I'm going Bengals to cover.
It is a big spread. And I'm also going with the Bengals to cover that. I think they'll get a jolt with Joe Flacco. All right, fellas. Browns at the Steelers. 5.5 is the line I see favoring the black and gold, Joe.
I told you how I feel about this game. I think it's going to be uncomfortable is the best word for the Steelers. But come on, the numbers are just so heavily favoring Mike Tomlin. 18-0 at home against the Browns. 18-0. He kills rookie quarterbacks 24-6 against them. And he's 14-4 coming out of the bye week. Plus, this team just traveled across the ocean 6 days ago. The Steelers are rested off a bye week. However, I still think it'll be uncomfortable, but the Steelers pull away for a double-digit lead late, 22-12.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Steelers 20-13 here. I think it is a game where it is a little bit dicey in the second half, but Pittsburgh does end up winning the game at arm's length.
I think they will win it 21-15. The Steelers walk away with a victory on a short week preparing for Cincinnati.
All right. It's been fun, man. It's been another Donnie Football Friday. I wanted to thank you two with my family situation, my parents passing away recently, separately, 6 days apart at the age of 93. You guys are both very supportive, texting me all during that whole thing for about 3 weeks. Both of you had little gifts here, really. Donnie had a nice card. Limits has something I'm going to open when I get out of here. And I really appreciate that friendship from you guys. Thank you. And from everybody out there, you wouldn't believe the number of tweets and emails and texts and everything else I got. So I wanted to just thank everybody for support during this time. It really means a lot.
I know you would do the same for both of us, Joe. So no thanks is even necessary.
We got you, Joe.
Thanks, man. I'll give you another one anyway. And I'll talk to you guys next week.
Talk to you next week. Have a good weekend.
See you, buddy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.